بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. As you come into a country, that country wants you becoming clean. Clean with respect to your saman, whatever you brought in, clean. And clean means it must conform to the standards of that country. Then you are clean. Doesn't mean it is halal, just halal. No, it should be clean. From 35 years ago, some people went from Durban for Hajj and they bought some gold. So they tried to hide the gold in one of the suitcases or whatever. And then as they came through the customs picked it up and they confiscated it. So if you look at it, they purchased it with halal money, not haram money, halal money. But then it doesn't conform to the standards and the regulations of that country. So they'll take it away. So they want you to come, and they want you to come clean. So clean in your luggage, even clean in your health. And that is so evident nowadays that most countries require a PRC form. That your health also is right. Healthy, you're clean, your health as well. You've got no ailments as such. So you and your dependents must be clean. Not only you, but your dependents as well. Otherwise, if you are dependent, then you are responsible. Some 25 years ago, some non-Muslim family, both doctors, wife and husband, and they had planned to settle in Australia. So all the paperwork was done, passport, everything, visa, everything was approved. Just about 3 weeks before they could travel overseas, there was an emergency call from Pretoria. They called them. Alright, what's happened now? No, your child has got AIDS. So both the husband, wife, they're looking at each other. But I didn't cheat, nor did you cheat. How this thing came about? So see, you have to be clean in your luggage. You have to be clean in yourself, in your health. To be clean with regards to your dependents, those that you are responsible for. Clean. So now they're trying to figure it out. We didn't cheat on each other. So how this child got AIDS? So they did a whole survey. They found that the wife used to give the nanny some money and arrange for the milk. So the child was trained, you can't take fresh milk. So arrange for the fresh goat milk, you shop it, which is the shop, go and purchase it and feed the child. So the nanny thought to herself that I'm getting 20 rand cash from 25 years ago. That's big money. So why must I give it shop milk? Give my own milk. So the nanny gave its own milk and she had AIDS. She passed it on to this innocent child. So you have to be clean in your goods, means clean in your dealings, in your interaction, in your wealth. You need to be totally clean. You can't say that I am clean, I read my namaz. What about your dealings? Your dealings, your interaction, your socializing, I am clean in that regard. So if you're socializing, your dealings, in your interaction, to be clean. So you have to be clean in that regard. So one is your wealth, then your own person. Are you clean in your person? Your eyes, your ears, your tongue, your body, your mind, right? Are you clean in that respect as well? You may say, alright, I'm going to be answerable for my mind as well. Yes? If the mind was wrong, then the mind also is going to be answerable. If the mind was happy with disbelief, with the thoughts of disbelief, then the mind is going to be responsible as well. When they discuss disbelief, what disbelief is, right? So Imam Ghazali gives a tarif, definition, and he says the definition of disbelief is تَكْذِيبُ شَيْءٍ مِمَّا جَاءَ بِهِ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. To reject anything which Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم had brought, قَطْعًا ضَرُورَةً. تَكْذِيبُ شَيْءٍ مِمَّا جَاءَ بِهِ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ ضَرُورَةً قَطْعًا. Whatever, even if the single thing that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم had brought to us and rejected, so that amounts to disbelief. Imam Razi rahmatullah alayhi says that the better tarif is not takzeeb. Adamu tasdeeqi shay'in mimma ja'a bihi nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not to believe in anything that was brought by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right. There is a difference. One is to reject and one is not to believe. Because of the verse, وَمَنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَإِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ سَعِيرًا. See that, وَمَنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. وَمَنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, they translate as takzeeb. So whether it is takzeeb, you rejected it, or you didn't believe in it. So today there's a sickness that came out. But the sickness is to remain neutral. I don't want to get involved, I don't want to get implicated, so I just remain silent. So I'm neutral. So this neutral thing, when you put the car into neutral, there's no movement. Is there any movement? So the neutral thing can't work, but there's no movement. You're going to go Jannat and you're neutral. Can you go? I'm going to go Jannat. So you have to be one side or the other. When you remain neutral, you'll be stuck. Then there's no movement. When there's no movement, you can't go. So you see this, مَنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَإِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ سَعِيرًا. Now from here you also understand those that were believers and became agnostics after that, right? Then any hope for them. They were believing, they were Muslims. And then they said, no, we are still searching. So is there any hope for them? Finished. So once you have accepted Iman, then after that you have to comply, to remain firm on that. Otherwise, there's no hope in the hereafter. Look at the verse again. مَنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَإِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ. So this makes you a kafir. فَإِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ سَعِيرًا. So overall, there's different types of disbelief. And you need to see that the system is freed of all the different varieties of disbelief. Whether it is istihza, one is istihza. Istihza, also a type of disbelief. وَذَا إِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ لَيَقُولُنَّ إِنَّمَا كُنَّا. Okay, what's the ayat? إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَسْتَهْزِئُونَ الْأَرْضِ. قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. So that's also ruled out once you made istihza. Ridicule anything of deen, small thing, big thing of deen, but you ridicule it. So one is not to believe, that's outright disbelief. One is to ridicule, to laugh at anything of deen, to laugh, to make a joke of any elementary thing of deen. So that also pulls you out. Now, how does it work? How does it apply? That applies like this. You're talking about Rosa. So someone, he thinks that he's a clever nut, thinks he's a smart person. He says, oh, Rosa is for those who've got no food at home, you know. So no food, or they've got health problems, they must keep Rosa. So he thinks that he's bright, giving a bright answer. But what we are saying, that this is amounting to ridiculing. Isn't ridiculing a thing of deen? So then that pulls you out. A woman is wearing a hijab, so that's a symbol of Islam. So now, someone pokes fun at her, and they say, there's a word that they use. No. Ninja. Ninja, yeah. They say ninja, right? So, you are poking fun, ridiculing what an aspect of Islam. Islam regards the parda and hijab as compulsory. And you are poking fun at that thing. You're saying, making this type of term, use this type of words, right? But now, you don't realize that this is amounting to disbelief, right? You couldn't do it, it was a sin. But you still got respect for it, you believe, and you embrace the thing. But just that it's your weakness, it's your laziness that you're not doing it. So, you'll still be iman. But now you poke fun, ridicule, make a mockery of the thing. Right? So that's very dangerous. Now, I was just looking at history, last 250 years of India and the world, right? That if anybody poked fun at Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was put away. You saw what happened in France, whatever he did, but he was put away. Did it happen or not? You could least expect a Chechen come up and just slit the throat, class. Clean job, better than a Bakri job. Slit the throat. Before this, then that Salman Rushdie, right? Allah knows what happened to him. Launched to us, class. Then before that was in Belgium, some cartoonist, right? He did something. When he did something, last year, what happened, I don't know how many years ago he did it, last year, because of the crime, see, when you're a criminal of deen, of Islam, when you did something against Islam, then that secures you state security. What? If you have rebelled and done something against Islam, then that will secure you state security. See, state will take care of you. So they provide a true security driver, all that for him. Who? That person who drew a court carton of medicine or something. So that's like a written or not written law in all Western countries. That you do anything against the beast and dishonor him, and he'll provide the security. So now, as though you're challenging Allah Ta'ala. Right? You're challenging Allah Ta'ala, it's happened now, all the people's carrying it. So he's got his driver, he's got his security moving. Up to now, they can't understand how the thing just ran into a bus or something, so they caught into fire, all dead, class. Some of you may have read the thing. All finished. But it's not a thing to experiment. When you experiment this thing here, then you are challenging Allah Ta'ala. You're challenging Allah Ta'ala, then be prepared for the consequences will come. Sometime immediately, and sometime the whole car burns, the ash, they can't even identify. So not even not even the person that is securing. Then you find, see the contradiction. When the French and the teacher did it, and they gave state security all that, right? And the French Prime Minister was hard upon it, you know, it must happen like that. Now that also happened now, it happened this last year. When he did all these things here, about 1 year's time, it was the state election, right, election time. In that election, two friends, they worked it out, two Christians, different, but they're against the Prime Minister. So now when they're against him, now they worked it out. What they worked out is he's coming to rally, right? So sometimes it will be a private house, you know, like a institute or something, he'll have a rally there. So we'll go there, we're part of the institute, so we'll go there, with the rally. So they worked it out, that I give a tight slap. Now he's rallying, happy and all that, when he's celebrating, give one high thought. The other one, he will video him. And immediately he videos, he must send it viral, straight away. And they did how they planned. Right? They gave one, it slapped again, but the other chap videoed it, and the thing was sent, it was viral. Right? But now look at the dichotomy, the inconsistency of the law, right? International law, Western law. On the one side they say that there is freedom of speech, freedom of news, freedom of speech. Now, the state arrested that person that videoed it as well. So where's the freedom then? So if it was the beast person, then you said there's freedom. But this stupid French Prime Minister is living in Zina, his children are all illegitimate, but for him, so much of importance, so much of respect. So Allah Bakshur, you see. Your own people will disgrace you, let it be videoed, that videoed will go viral. So anybody interfere this, you press this button here, then you are playing with fire. Allah Bakshur will come to the rescue, don't touch this thing here. See that? قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. So that's a different type of kufr. When I told kufr, one kufr is adam al-iman, not believing. وَلْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَإِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ سَعِيرًا. So it's not about takzeeb, it's about adam al-tasdeeq. And adam al-tasdeeq also will amount to disbelief. So at any level, to mock or to ridicule anything of deen, any aspect of deen that's proven, properly proven, and you go and reject it, or you don't believe in it, or you ridicule it, and you have that neutral stance, you know, the neutral stance. Oh, let's be neutral, let's be good with everybody, he's gay, he's LG, so let's be neutral, let's live it, let's learn to coexist. So what they say, what the Quran is saying, مَلْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنْ. You don't believe. If you don't believe that this is haram, if you don't believe this is faraz, then Allah is saying, مَلْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَإِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ السَّعِيرًا. The consequence is very dangerous. مَلْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. It's not a simple thing, it's a serious thing. So just ridiculing, making fun, poking fun at it, yeah. Or otherwise, the other type of disbelief is to love anything of disbelief. What? To love anything of disbelief. So you will not say that he disbelieved, but he loves the ways of the disbelievers. Right? He loves the ways of the disbelievers. It's a way in the disbelievers, you think to yourself, hey, you know, this thing, the disbelievers, and it's so smart, you know. Isn't it so smart in the disbelievers that they can play with girls and dance and drink and club and all that, right? So you like the ways of the disbeliever. So one is to disbelieve, right? One is to apply that disbelief, that custom or that culture, right? And one is to like the thing. To like that system also is going to amount to disbelief, to like it. So this story, everybody knows about it. Some more Tamir Sahib Rahmatullah reported it because he had seen the person who had witnessed the whole thing. And then Azhi Rahmatullah used to quote this, right? The famous story of a girl that died in Paris, but her body was found in Makkah Mukarramah. And a pious person, so-called pious person from Makkah Mukarramah, buried in Makkah Mukarramah, right, and his body is found in Paris. See, beyond this world, there's an exchange as well. You want to be grouped with the Rasul-e-Pak person, there's a way. If the airways can do it, they can transfer your body this side, that side, then Allah Pak's Malaika can't do it. They can also do it. They can transfer the body that way or this way, whichever way. They can do it. But then you need to show your loyalties. You show your loyalties, you show your muhabbat, then Allah Pak will make it happen. So, all of us would like to be dying in Makkah or Medina, Munawwara, preference, first preference, Medina, then Makkah, Mukarramah, all of us would like that. Right? But if we can't, we have got our allegiance, we've got our love, we've got our muhabbat, and what's there for Allah Ta'ala to do the transfer? Here to there to here. What stops Allah Ta'ala? When they're doing this, right, by air or any other way they're doing this type of transportation, then what stops Allah Ta'ala? Does anything stop Allah Ta'ala? Nothing stops Allah Ta'ala. So this can happen. So that person's mistake was, as the Imam Thaisabah says, his mistake was that he loved the ways of the Christians. He loved the ways of the Christians. So he said, hey, you know, Christianity is so good that you don't need to have any faraz bath. We say, alright, you're in a state of janabat, you're intimate, so you need to have a faraz bath, a compulsory bath. And now, he's taking the bath and going to perform his namaz, regular namaz. But he's saying these words here, but you know, this thing of Christianity is so good that there's no compulsion on a faraz bath. So the law that you take out, that anything of disbelief to light the thing, drinking is right, intermingling is right, at your adolescence, then to meet up and freely talk or freely court and whatever else they court and date and all that. So you like those things of disbelief, and you are just hoping that the things of disbelief of the disbelievers would have been in Islam. Islam is kosher, you see. So that also can render you into a consequence, very very serious consequence. You see this levels of disbelief. One is to reject, and one is to be neutral. So like rejecting is wrong, then to be neutral about iman is also wrong. I showed you this now. Allah Marazi Rahmatullah says, don't say takzeebu shay'in mimma ja'a bihi Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rather you may say عدم تصديق شيء مما جاء به النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قطعا ضرورة. And he quoted the ayat, وَمَنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَإِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ السَّعِيرَ. So that مَنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنْ, how does it translate? Rejecting or not believing. See? Not believing. Not believing, right, is equal to being neutral. So I'm not on this side, not this side, it's neutral. And I said, by when you are neutral, you can't make any progress. The car is parked, it's on neutral, any progress. So then when you're neutral, how you can go to Jannah? You're stuck now, you can't. So you have to take a side, this side or that side. And you say you're neutral now, everybody's good, he's good and he's good and whatever else. That's a story today. Today's story is everybody's good, you're neutral, don't start off a debate, etc. Yeah, we also say don't fight, don't confirm, don't fight, etc. But you have to show your allegiance, who you are. Who are you? You don't show your allegiance and you feel that that is a good thing because you're avoiding trouble, right? Right, that is not right, not enough. Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he saw his people steeped in wrong, so did he remain neutral? The words he said, أَعْتَزِلُكُمْ وَمَا تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. I move away from you. I move away from you and from your deities. وَمَا تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. See that. أَعْتَزِلُكُمْ وَمَا تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. I move away from you as well. You are my family. I come from the same community, right? And don't teach me about coexisting. That's what Imam Ali says. Don't teach me about coexisting. I am moving away from you. And your type of worship or moving from both. أَعْتَزِلُكُمْ وَمَا تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. عَسَىٰ أَلَّا أَكُونَ بِدْوَاءِ رَبِّ الشَّقِيَّ. I mean, I'll worship Allah Ta'ala alone, I'll worship properly. I won't be deprived. I won't be unlucky. It won't happen. In other words, for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, I left you and I left your type of worship. For that, Allah will bless me. And then see how Allah will bless me. فَلَمَّا أَعْتَزَلَهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ. So Allah makes it the point to say, فَلَمَّا أَعْتَزَلَهُمْ مَا يَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُلَّهِ. When he separated, moved away. So separated, does it translate as being neutral? I moved away from you. Does it translate as neutral? See, this is neutral. A neutral kahwa chal para. Be neutral, be good to everybody, and to coexist. But now look at Ibrahim al-Islam. فَلَمَّا أَعْتَزَلَهُمْ مَا يَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُلَّهِ. So when Allah blessed him, He blessed him and فَلَمَّا أَعْتَزَلَهُمْ وَيَعْبُدُونَ. When he moved away from them and their deities, their type of worship, then did we وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ. He blessed him with إِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ إِسْحَاقَ. كُلًّا جَعَلْنَا نَبِيًّا. And we made both of them nabis. But that was at that point, you see. See our thinking, we have to correct our thinking. I tell you, in your personal life also, you don't accept that neutral card. So now, say, you made nikah, right? So, Jamila Apa, right? You made nikah. Now, when you made nikah to Jamila Apa, so you're telling Jamila Apa, your wife now, you're telling her, you know, you must be neutral, that other girl, she's all smart, so I love her also, so be neutral, you know. You're good for everybody, learn to coexist. I say, is that accepted? Will the wife accept it? And if you tell the wife, you must learn to be neutral, love everybody, you know, see, they turn that thing around. So, your wife tells you now, you know, you are good, but Mr. John also is good. So we learn to be neutral, let's be fair with everybody, show them love, show you love, and let's coexist. Wife tells you this much. Is it acceptable? So in these matters, why aren't you neutral? See, when it's your personal attachment and loyalties, they say, no, don't interfere this thing here. But Allah Pak's matters, you want to encroach. You want to cross and you want to encroach in the rights of Allah Ta'ala. That's not acceptable. Because you can't see Allah Ta'ala, you're taking advantage. Right? And this thing encroaching is a dangerous thing. You don't encroach on any person's property, right? I said, Mori Zakir, I've got a big yard now. The big yard he's got. So what I'll do, I got a horse and trailer. I'll push it inside the yard. Because it's like that, huh? I'll encroach. Is that acceptable? Huh? I tell you, even if that yard is not being used, right, will any person accept it? You encroaching in my privacy, in my yard, you're encroaching. Not acceptable. Hey, but why are you so mean? Don't be so mean now. But a big property now, and I'm just parking my trucks here. Or three, I've got a horse and trailer, I just park it there. Why are you being so mean? So in your property, you don't want anybody to encroach. Whereas you got the right, someone encroach, you can't tell about it. So how do you allow any type of encroachment in the rights of Allah Ta'ala? Your own property, no encroachment. But in the rights of Allah Ta'ala, someone encroaches, not be neutral, be nice, don't speak anything against him, just go with the flow, you know, learn to coexist. See this neutral thing and coexisting thing. That's a very dangerous thing. Now, people don't realize the ramifications. You know, you're doing something, but what's going to be the consequence? What does it amount to? وَمَنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَإِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ سَعِيرًا. In this age and time, we have to learn the imaniyat, you know, the elements or the articles of faith properly, grounded. So there's different types. One is takzeeb, that is also kufr. One is adam at tasdeeq, that's also kufr. One is istihza, that is also kufr. One is i'raz. What? I'raz. وَإِذَا قِيلَمْ تَعَالُوا يَسْتَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ لَوَوْ رُؤُسَهُمْ وَرَأَيْتَهُمْ يَسُدُّونَ وَهُمْ مُسْتَكْبِرُونَ. To ignore, to turn away. Right. Anything of Islam, but you moving away from it, you're making i'raz. Right. Moving away, whether physically, mentally, what is this? What is talking about? Anything of deen, rather you say, oh, I accept it, but I'm a little bit lazy. Right. You know, Kaji from Phoenix, my brother-in-law. So, his son is a little bit backwards, right? My nephew. So, when they're going for Gashi, he must join them. They can't refuse him. So, he'll push himself and he must join them for Gashi. So, anyway, he joined them for Gashi. And people in Phoenix like him because he's a little backwards, so everybody likes him. So they're going from the door. So they said, oh, the man is not here. But he's backwards, so some things are all right for him, right? So he just pushed himself in the house. He caught the man, brought him outside. So I think he said he did something at least. That man came a five-time namazi. And I think he read Fajr namaz one day, about 1 year, 2 years later. He read Fajr namaz, went home, finished, off. So at least in that state it is something, isn't it? He is not answerable because he's got a limitation, right? He's limited, right? But this man here, he didn't make errors. He just made a silly excuse. He made a silly excuse. He said, no, I'm wrong to make the silly excuse. So this youngster came, he pulled him off, came with his joy to him. So you see this fourth type of disbelief, i'rad. So we are talking how we started off today, by the grace of Allah Ta'ala. When you're coming into a country, right, you must be clean. The stuffs that you bring in must be clean, right? And your dependents must be clean as well. Right? You must be clean, your stuffs that you're bringing in, they must be clean as well. And number three is your dependents. Dependents are who? Wife and your children. That means you can't just cross the immigration saying, no, I did everything. Did you work on your children and your wife? Did you work on them? Because that was one of the requirements for the immigration into Jannah. Before crossing into Jannah, that was one of the requirements. Why? Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum. You would guard yourself and guard your household. Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. So that was one of the requirements at the immigration. What? Save yourself and save your household. I ask anybody, how do you save your household from Jahannam? Ji? How do you save them? Ji? Yeah, you teach them things that will take them to Jannah and save them from Jahannam. Right. Now, you didn't make a concerted effort of teaching them the right values. Right. So, will you be free in the immigration? Can you get up and say, no, I did my namaz, I did everything, and they went just complying, so what do I do? Will that excuse hold? In secular things, worldly things, right? Then you're so particular about your child. You're going to school today, huh? Watch out, you don't go to school. Don't you have that attitude? You must go to school. Right? Don't you have that attitude? You must go to school. You must attend the class. I don't want to hear the story when you're going to school. So you were very particular about his secular and whatever other Western education, that you're very particular. Right? So that was for your own mental ease. That, you know, he can stand on his feet, he can move. For your own mental ease, you need all this. But for the ease of his deen, what you need? For your own mental ease, that I don't want to see him like a parasite and you know, like a broken down Johnny. I don't want to see him like that. So that's why I'm putting him through this education. Alright, you did that for your child. Then, what about the deeni ease? Did you work towards his deeni ease? For your own mental ease, you worked. But your deeni ease, did you work? So, like, you'll be responsible for yourself, responsible for your dependents. But you did that, you worked on yourself. You worked on your stuff. Stuff means your dealings, interaction, socializing. You worked on that, right? Your community, you worked on that. That's your luggage, right? And number three, your dependents. You worked on them as well. Then you get the clearance. Now it's cleared. Otherwise, one of the person that's going to be punished the worst will be that person that didn't concentrate, didn't pay attention to his wife and children. You were going to Jannah, and they were doing their own thing. They look at movies and not worried about namaz, not worried about clothing, not worried about segregation, etc. And you were saying, no, let's be cool, let's coexist, be neutral now, have a big mind, have a big heart. So now, the big heart, see what happens with the immigration. That wife of yours is buying a lot of things that's illegal in your country. Let's have a big heart, let's coexist, let's be cool. Now, when you stump there at the immigration, then can you get the clearance? Your stuffs are together, wife's and your stuffs is one parcel, right? Now, can you get the clearance? And like, you'll get stuck there, then you can get stuck up as well. So get all these things clear, these three stuffs: your personal self, your interaction, your socializing, your values, etc. Get that right. And number three is your dependents, get them right as well. You've got these three things in order. Now you can say, inshallah, by the grace of Allah, now you can say that you're getting the clearance. Otherwise, you can't dream of clearance. Allah is the one who is the one.